MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 16, 2025. Some Danvers residents are hoping to overturn 3A, and Gloucester Schools got a big boost in the school year 24-25. Cloudy, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:47 p.m. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News, in Danvers, citizens' petitions aimed at overturning zoning in place to comply with the state's MBTA Communities Act are likely to draw much of the attention at Monday night's annual town meeting. Three petitions, Articles 36 to 38, come near the end of the 39-article agenda. Two of the articles propose town meeting reject measures it has already taken to come into compliance with the state law, while the third seeks close scrutiny of those changes and further zoning. The Finance Committee, meanwhile, recommends that town meeting take no action on the three petitions. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, on the verge of the 15th Gloucester Student Arts Festival this weekend, the head of the Gloucester Education Foundation and four student advisors updated the school committee on the nonprofit's efforts to boost teaching and learning in Gloucester Public Schools. During the 2024-25 school year, GEF has invested more than $475,000 across 31 programs, according to Executive Director Emily Siegel. Over the past 3 years, the foundation has invested $1.2 million in more than 50 different programs and enlisted hundreds of volunteers, including dozens of Gloucester High School students. In that time, the organization has forged relationships with many Cape Ann businesses, with sponsorships totaling nearly $250,000 from mostly Gloucester-based businesses for vocational programs and events such as Power of Play and the Student Arts Festival. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On his inaugural Salem Compass podcast, Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo's guest was Superintendent of Schools Stevens Reich, who was asked about the most recent data concerning the Salem High School graduation and dropout rates.
Yeah, so it is very encouraging data, and it's not just Salem High School. It's all the Salem High Schools, plural, which is the biggest campus, which is Salem High School, New Liberty, and Salem Prep. We saw increases in graduation rates, and we saw decreases in dropout rates, some of the strongest data that we've seen in the last decade. It speaks to the work that our staff is doing in our schools every day for kids. We're trying to engage students in multiple ways. We've doubled down on our career and technical education offerings, our CTE offerings, our early college offerings for all students. We've also tried to enhance the access to extracurricular activities at the school. Those are all reasons why young people come to school. In addition, we've ensured that our students have rigorous instruction, opportunities to challenge themselves. We're trying every day to move the needle so that young people continue to have access to what we call advanced coursework, coursework that challenges them, that pushes them, that ensures that they're doing the heavy lifting and not necessarily our educators. And so from all those standpoints, we think the efforts and the investments we're making are working when we see more students who are crossing the finish line after 4 years, although we understand that for some students it will take 5 years, and that's why there's also a five-year graduation rate, and that fewer kids are leaving our schools. We know that not having a high school diploma is devastating for young people, or an equivalency determination is a challenge for young people in this in a in a time where young people need to also have advanced degrees and have the opportunity to get their bachelor's and beyond. So at the minimum, we need to make sure that we have young people who are graduating on time, staying with us, and who are prepared for the next chapter in their educational lives.
That's Salem Superintendent of Schools Stevens Wright. Hear the complete Salem Compass podcast on MSO Extra. The Celtics face elimination again tonight against the Knicks in New York. The Knicks hold a 3-2 series lead in round 2 of the NBA playoffs, and the Red Sox return home tonight at Fenway hosting the Braves. For our producer and engineer Bill Proposky and our media director Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.
With me today is the Superintendent of Salem's Public Schools, Dr. Stevens Wright. You're dialed in to the Salem Compass, the podcast about all that's happening in America's historic seaport, the city of Salem, Massachusetts. This is Mayor Dominic Pangallo, and welcome to our latest episode. Be sure to check out the latest news and announcements from the city of Salem at salemma.gov. With me today is the Superintendent of Salem's Public Schools, Dr. Stevens Wright. And we're here to talk about some of the exciting stuff that's happening in Salem schools. Steve, welcome to the inaugural episode of the Salem Compass podcast.
It's a pleasure to be on the inaugural episode. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So to start with, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what your job is as superintendent?
Yeah, so Steve Zreich, obviously, and I have been superintendent of schools almost for 5 years in Salem. I started as the pandemic was beginning, and I've lived most of my life in Massachusetts and have served in public education in mostly city school districts in Boston, in Holyoke, did a brief stint in Chicago, but most of my time has been here in the state of Massachusetts, and I'm really proud to be here serving the city of Salem. My job entails being the lead educator. I consider myself an instructional leader. I started my career as a teacher in a local district, and in my work, I see my efforts as ensuring that students have an exemplary school experience. Obviously, academics is at the core of that, but all the other things that make school so special for students, all the arts and sports and extracurricular activities, as well, you know, ensuring that students have a well-rounded experience in Salem. I see that as my role, as setting the course, setting the strategic direction, and working very closely with the school committee and the mayor, who's the chair, to ensure that we are continuing to improve and grow in our ability to serve the young people of this city.
Yeah, you know, so last week, just talking about the trajectory of our schools right now, I said last week, I don't know exactly when this episode's coming out, but at the end of April, we had some pretty exciting news around data from the state about Salem High School's graduation and dropout rates, which were showing significant improvement in both categories. And earlier this year, we had encouraging data come out about student achievement from the previous academic year. What are we seeing right now with this data for Salem schools, and what does it mean for our kids?
Yeah, so it is very encouraging data, and it's not just Salem High School. It's all the Salem High Schools, plural, which is the biggest campus, which is Salem High School, New Liberty, and Salem Prep. We saw increases in graduation rates, and we saw decreases in dropout rates, some of the strongest data that we've seen in the last decade. It speaks to the work that our staff is doing in our schools every day for kids. We're trying to engage students in multiple ways. We've doubled down on our career and technical education offerings, our CTE offerings, our early college offerings for all students. We've also tried to enhance the access to extracurricular activities at the school. Those are all reasons why young people come to school. In addition, we've ensured that our students have rigorous instruction, opportunities to challenge themselves. We're trying every day to move the needle so that young people continue to have access to what we call advanced coursework, coursework that challenges them, that pushes them, that ensures that they're doing the heavy lifting and not necessarily our educators. And so from all those standpoints, we think the efforts and the investments we're making are working when we see more students who are crossing the finish line after 4 years, although we understand that for some students it will take 5 years, and that's why there's also a five-year graduation rate, and that fewer kids are leaving our schools. We know that not having a high school diploma is devastating for young people, or an equivalency determination is a challenge for young people in this in a time where young people need to also have advanced degrees and have the opportunity to get their bachelor's and beyond. So at the minimum, we need to make sure that we have young people who are graduating on time, staying with us, and who are prepared for the next chapter in their educational lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on for the first episode of the Salem Compass podcast was to talk about a little bit about the high school project, which I think maybe some folks have been seeing in the news now, even though it's been in the works for a couple of years. For anyone who hasn't been following this, what's going on with the high school project? Why are we looking at building a new high school for Salem? What do we want to see in a new high school? Or what do you want to see in a new high school? And what's the latest?
Yeah, this is a very exciting development for Salem. About almost two years ago, we had the opportunity to get into the pipeline for a new building project. The state saw the need that our high school was not well equipped for 21st century teaching and learning. And we did a facilities assessment. We presented that to the Massachusetts School Building Authority, and they agreed that our building needed some significant upgrades. And the opportunity that this presents us in our flagship building, the largest public building in the city of Salem, is really exciting, both for our young people, who we want to position even better. We know good things are happening in our high school, but the opportunity to match the facilities with the programs and the learning experiences, both on our academic, all our academic, core academic programs, our CTE programs, our arts programs, all our athletics programs, to ensure that we have state-of-the-art facilities. Our kids deserve that. We've seen other local communities have access to that in the last few years as other local districts have built new high schools, and we think it's our turn. So it's we're in the design phase right now. We're in looking at design alternatives to decide whether it would be new construction, whether it be a renovation, or a combination of both. And then from there, once that decision is made in the next week or so, then we'll start looking at what the design itself will look like, how programs will be laid out, how the space will be organized on the campus, we'll be taking that to the public, to the voters of Salem. But we think that this is an immense opportunity, game-changing opportunity for the future of education in the city of Salem. Not to mention that this is a building that all the public will have an opportunity to access. There'll be spaces for gatherings, for performances, for sports competitions, for you name it. The public will be able to use it. I think they'll find it's going to be the kind of place that we'll want to showcase and utilize and leverage for all kinds of purposes here in the city of Salem.
Yeah, for sure. It's a transformational project for our community, and I'm so excited to be able to be part of the building committee and part of the team that's helping to advance it. I think there's really amazing things on the horizon, and as you said, our kids deserve a school building facility that's as excellent as the work that they've been doing and the commitment they have to their educational future. So it's very exciting. But besides the high school project, there are a lot of other incredible things happening right now in Salem, in our schools. The Reimagining Middle School initiative, how we're building out our pre-K partnerships and investing in early education, so much more. What do you think is happening right now in our schools that listeners who may not be part of the school community would be surprised to learn about?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things. You mentioned some of them. I would point to our middle school innovation opportunity. We're trying to reimagine middle school so that it's more engaging for young people, that they have access to the learning in their own backyard, both in Salem and in the greater Boston area to be able to have learning immersions or excursions outside of school. That the learning they do in school is design-oriented. Students want to create, they want to analyze, they want to build their own learning. They also want to see that it's career and life connected. They want to see a purpose behind everything they do, even as early as middle school. And so we're trying to create more of those opportunities for young people. And we've been working very hard to do that. And we started to see in terms of achievement, as well as in our chronic absentee rates, significant improvements around that, which speaks to the fact that children, our young people, are feeling more connected about their middle school experience, which is hard to do in middle school. Those of us that were middle schoolers or have middle school children know that that's a time for young people when they don't always feel like they belong and they feel disconnected from their experiences. I don't think people realize that we offer free full-day pre-K programming for 3- and 4-year-olds. Not universal, but for many, we have over 190 students who are enrolled in those programs across the city. Very few public school districts offer that to its community. They become very popular seats because of the quality of the program, and also the fact that their free and quality is a good combination for people who often have to pay quite a bit out of pocket for childcare, regardless of what your income level is. And we think it's important not only to have students come into our schools early, but to ensure that our families aren't saddled with having to pay significant amounts for high cost, not just childcare, but a learning experience for their children. So really proud of that. I think we have a growing dual language program that I'm very excited about. It's now going to be wall to wall through fifth grade next year, and it's taken a few years to build it back up. Salem had a dual language program, but we have a thriving one at Bentley School, which this year we opened a pre-K program that feeds into the program. And the idea, the mayor and I just participated in an event at the high school where we were honoring students who were bilingual, bicultural, biliterate, and we think that as many students as possible in the Salem Public Schools should be afforded that opportunity to, we think it's a superpower. We think it positions our young people well to thrive beyond the Salem Public Schools, both in their personal and professional lives. So those are some of the exciting things that people don't always recognize about our school system. The last thing I'd say that people don't realize is I believe that we are among the top three most diverse school districts in the state of Massachusetts in terms of language, in terms of ethnic background, in terms of income. I mean, we serve everybody in ways that other communities don't, even other cities. I think we're a very integrated school district, which I think makes us a very unique a school system, one that we should all be proud of to send our city's youth to, because they are experiencing what the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is really like every day in our schools.
Yeah, those are all fantastic things. I think about the middle school. We used to call it the pilot. It's not a pilot anymore.
Now it's the experience.
It's great. It's the middle school experience, and what's happening with the pre-K partnership and the dual language programs. Just the district's commitment to, I think, equity and ensuring every child's able to thrive and succeed and find their path forward and feel supported in the schools, and also preparing for the future. The pre-K partnership programs are about supporting those kids and supporting the families, but it's also ensuring that the future generations of Salem Public School students are ready to learn when they start elementary school and are prepared to succeed as they move on all the way through 12th grade. So thinking about the future, we're closing in on the final couple of years of our current strategic plan for the Salem Public Schools. How do you think we're doing in terms of that plan, and what do you think there's remaining as work still to be done?
Yeah, I'm obviously biased. I think we've made a lot of improvements and enhanced the school system over the period of that plan. I feel like, we've moved the needle in a lot of areas. We've seen improvements in levels of student engagement and connection. We've helped improve, I think, our educator retention rates, and more recently, we are really committed to ensuring that that you know, not just academically, but that from a social emotional standpoint, that that our students and families feel good about the experience, that they feel like the school, that they belong to the community, and that the community is meeting their needs. And we try to personalize as much as possible and individualize the experience. And I think we've improved in that area. But there's still lots of work to do. Anytime you have a strategic plan, you're not going to hit home runs on every one of the priorities. And I do think we have some work to do in transitions from elementary to middle to high school. I think that's an area for improvement for us between the different levels. I think we can do, I want our young people to be even better positioned around their college and career opportunities. I want to make sure that our counseling supports, our guidance supports, all the way from, you know, sixth grade, but even earlier, are set up so that students are well positioned to explore their interests and their talents, and to have a sense of what, you know, nobody has to know exactly what they want to do, but we want them to be better informed about what the options are for them. And I think that's an area that we can definitely improve. And then there's still too many young people that are not finding success in our school system. There are students, you know, we looked at some of the data of the students who are dropping out or the students who are not graduating, and we see high numbers of students or higher numbers of students with disabilities, our multilingual learners. We have to continue to serve well. We have newcomers that arrive each day, and we want them to have access to everything that this city offers and that this state and country offers. So we've got to make sure we improve in those areas. You know, we want to make sure our low income and our students of color continue to have the same opportunities as everybody else does in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So there's a tremendous amount of work to do. We'll be talking about the next iteration of the plan, and there's no shortage of things to continue to build on. But there's a lot of success that can catapult the next iteration of the plan.
Thanks. That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us for the first episode, Dr. Zreich. Not only am I honored to be able to chair the school committee here in my role as mayor, but I'm also honored and just so thrilled to be a Salem Public School parent myself. We couldn't be happier with the way the district is progressing and to be part of the Salem Public School family. So if you're listening and you would like to learn more about the Salem Public Schools, you can head on over to salemk12.org. And if you want to learn more about the high school project specifically, please visit salemma.gov/salemhighschool. For a few quick closing updates about important news from the City of Salem, the City's Housing Stability Service offers drop-in hours and support for those struggling with housing. Visit salemma.gov/housing for more details, including the drop-in hours for May and June. We are entering the warmer season here in Salem, and the Salem Fire Department wants to remind folks that open burning is never permitted in Salem. Dispose of cigarettes and other smoking materials properly. Clear flammable yard waste and debris from your home's edge. Inspect outdoor equipment like grills and lawnmowers, and always, always, always call 911 to report a fire or smoke. There's a new service for Salem seniors called Confirm OK. Through it, seniors and others who are homebound can receive a daily well-being check-in phone call. If you're a senior or homebound, or if you're the caregiver for someone who is, call our social services office at 978-744-0924 to find out more. Again, that's 978-744-0924. Lastly, if you pay a water bill in Salem, we want you to set up a consumer water portal right away. This new online dashboard can show you your water usage to alert you about potential leaks before they show up as a costly expense on your quarterly water bill. You can set and maintain a water usage budget and conserve water and money overall. Visit salemma.gov/waterportal to find out more and to sign up. And that will do it for this episode of the Salem Compass. Set your heading to salemma.gov to discover more about all that's going on in the City of Salem. And thanks for listening.